Welcome to the day's play on AFL Nation after the Tigers' 61-point destruction of the Hawks at the MCG. Tom Lynch was the story as he kicked an equal career-high 8 goals, which he had halfway through the third term but wasn't able to add to. Here's how our expert Nick Del Santo saw the game.
Yeah, well, we came here probably expecting a little bit better contest, and I know that the Hawks kicked a handful of goals late, but the game was over very early and they controlled the game. The Tigers, I thought they were ferocious in defence. Their ability to come forward and put constant repetitive pressure on the Hawks, there wasn't anything easy for them. I thought their system held up as good as we've seen, and it's sort of sometimes hard to walk away knowing exactly where the Tigers are, given that the Hawks aren't one of the best teams and probably weren't at their best again today. But I thought they controlled all areas of the ground. I thought their clearance work, which isn't always their strength, the Tigers, I thought they definitely controlled that, and they won that by 11, for example. But, you know, their ability to go forward, so 20 goals, 8 from their 55 inside 50. So believe it or not, just to put it into comparison, 55 to 52 with inside 50 count. So minus 3, the Hawks, yet their ability to defend that and to score at the other end, the Tigers, was significant today, and they were in complete control from the word go, Joe.
Welcome back to AFL Nation after the Tigers' win over the Hawks. Some concern for the Tigers will be Jack Graham, who was subbed off with a foot complaint, while Shane Edwards also seemed to have a hamstring issue, which saw him sit out the last portion of the match. As we leave you on the day's play, here's how we called the action. Hawthorn, here they go through Ward, round the body. It's a scrambly old kick, first entry inside 50. Not that convincing, but it fell to Kaczynski, who's going to cleverly roll it through for their first. That was clever from Jacob Kaczynski. Riewoldt picks it up round the boundary line, dodges one, dodges two, and then a centering kick. Bolton runs onto it, snaps it through. Well, it took some teamwork for the Tigers, but they got there in the end.
Had to kick from outside 50, you would think, although he may try and run around. The advantage of the stand rule does, but still kicks from the paint of 50. Has got pretty good purchase on it. Oh, we sold him short. Shields with a cracker. The Hawks have got their third. Chalk of the boundary line. Across the 50 now. A little shuffling sidestep on the left. Looks pretty good off the boot.
Gosh.
Oh, he made that look easy. And Cumberland has slotted it through.
I'd like this one just before the halftime siren. Luke Bruce, it looks straight. It looks true. The goal of the Hawks.
Bolton flew, couldn't quite come down with it. Prestia, though, should be out of slot. They're 11th. Too much time and space. 25 metres out from goal, and that was an easy one for him, bending it round the corner.
And it's Richmond again. Quick ball to Bolton. And now Graham, 51 metres out, pops it into the air. Lynch, a one-on-one, and takes it on his chest, and then gives Granger Barris a bit of lip.
Yeah.
Granger Barris then dumps him.
No 50.
Tom Lynch with a masterclass today, this for number 6 from 20 metres out, and makes the goal umpire work, but he's got it.
And Bolton's on the end of it, can use pace now, and Edwards, who goes inside 50.
He's got him.
Rioli, who can poke it over the top, went over the head of Lynch.
Selfish.
To kick the goal. He got the job done.
And Kurvis out of the ruck with a little handball, Mitchell to Morrison, and that is it. Big roar from the Tigers faithful. They win by 61. And will play a part in the final 8 in 2022.
A fighting fury, we're from Tigerland. In any weather, you will see us with a grin, risking head and shin. If we're behind, then never mind, we'll fight and fight and win, for we're from Tigerland. We never weaken till the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of old, we're strong and we're bold.